I want to go to 1 John and read from the 4th chapter. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God, even or every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And a few words in 1 John chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know it is the last time. You may be seated. You know, and probably if you really, as John wrote these words, the things that he may have been facing during that time, as the Lord inspired the words, God sees things and inspires his words so they can be received through the ages. But for the person receiving the inspiration from God, we may not always know right then just how profound and how deep meaning and how strong this inspiration actually is. But for him, his inspired words included probably some thoughts, but you know, even the thoughts of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. His steps are ordered. I don't mean footsteps, but a person that's living for God, your steps being ordered of the Lord means your thought process, things you say, things you write, things you do. But even though your thoughts are ordered of the Lord, you're still a human being. But you're a human being sold out to God. And you don't always know all things there are to know, because God knows all things. And he only reveals us a few things to keep us going. Keep us happy, to keep us inspired, because if he revealed everything to us, we would be so holy nobody else would be able to touch us. Because he already has problems with us as it is sometimes, just with the things we do know. But But John was writing these things, and probably in his thinking, even though he was being inspired, just from what we read here, he probably thought, I'll probably live to see the coming of the Lord. He probably thought that. There have been a lot of inspired people that have thought that through the centuries, because all the signs of the end are here. It's been like that just about in every century since Jesus gave his life on Calvary, that earthquakes have been in diverse places. Children have been rising up against their parents. There have been wars and rumors of war, and it's been like that for a long time. Some people just wake up when they hear the news that it's about to affect them, and suddenly they feel like the Lord is coming. Yesterday, I believe it was, or last night, some people down south saw a UFO. And, usually those things don't hit the news. But sometimes it's so, some things are so, there's so many people involved that they can't hide it. Now, I don't know what the UFO was, but anything that's unidentified, nobody seems to know what it was, and it's a flying object, so it's a UFO. Unidentified flying object. If you don't know what it is, it's unidentified, and if it's flying, it's flying. And if it's an object that you saw, it's an object. So whether you like it or not, there are UFOs out there. And people are seeing them. And when you don't know what it is, it leaves a little spirit of, I wonder what it is. And then when you hear the explanations of the government, it sounds like a lie whether it is or not. The government's always lying to us and telling us crazy things, and there's something about these UFOs, when they try to explain what it is, it's so ridiculous that it makes you believe it really is somebody about to invade us from Jupiter or somewhere, I don't know, or way out there in another galaxy. I don't think like that, but I mean, I can understand why people would. But and I remember a few years ago, several years ago, something appeared over Washington, D.C., and it made nationwide news. And probably, we got a young church here. This is probably before some of you were around. But there were fighter jets chasing after this thing, whatever it was. And then all of a sudden, things got hushed up because they didn't know how to deal with what to do. And then all of a sudden, it all got explained away with these intelligent airplane pilots and these intelligent people. Can't tell a UFO from some kind of a sparkle from the sun glancing off of something, It's just hard to explain some things when it's unidentified and you don't know about it and you can't be the authority with the answers on it. Sometimes you're just at the mercy of whatever it is. Wouldn't it be awful to wake up in the morning and find out all of a sudden all these creatures are walking around at your front door looking at you wondering what you are? I'm not here to talk about UFOs tonight, but wouldn't that be something if all of a sudden we were invaded by something we know nothing about at all? But people can really get upset and concerned about these things and form clubs about it and everything else, not realizing we are being invaded by something we know about and we're just letting it happen. You know what we are being invaded by? Antichrist. Right now while I'm speaking to you, there are people running for their lives only because they believe in Jesus, believe in Christ. And who are they running from? Those that will do anything to please what they want you to convert to. And when I talk about some of these things, people sometimes tense up and they become afraid because a lot of Christians that I even know, they don't want to be in the number or in the building where you would mention anything against Allah or Islam or Muslims. And I have nothing to say against anybody. But it even got quiet in here when I said that, and I saw some of you that were about to doze suddenly open your eyes. Because there's a fear that comes along with this Antichrist system. And what I just mentioned, whether you want to admit it or not, and whether you're afraid to hear it or not, and don't want to be a part of this church that the preacher has heard all over the world saying it, and don't know what's going to happen because you're scared. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. But this thing is spreading around the world, and as soon as it gets an upper hand in your country, in America, you might as well brace yourself. You're going to be part of that every 3 second crowd that's running for your life, being stabbed, being tortured, being beaten with sticks and stone. It's not something you just read about. People are being burned alive right now while I'm talking to you. It didn't just happen hundreds of years ago. Why are they being burned alive? Simply because they will not give up their Jesus. And they're in places where authorities go along with the flow because in some of these countries, maybe 10% or less actually profess Christianity. And when you get into a situation to where All you have is Jesus. And all that you stand for is Jesus. And we can sit here and go through a year with no baptisms. And we can go through a time of thinking, my, things are not happening for us. But we really haven't had that many people tortured and murdered in the past year. And we're able to have church without our building being burned down. We're able to have church without the pastor being dragged out in the street and stomped and left for dead and taken off to, and the congregation taken off to prison. There are people that have been in prisons now for 20, 30, and 40 years simply because they will not say, I don't believe in Jesus. If you don't believe that, if you want me to back it up with some kind of document, you go to my website. Go to RenRutledge.com. You out there. Go to RenRutledge.com and look over on the left side to a little link I've got there called Christian Persecution. And you're going to see some heavy-duty stuff going on right now in the world today. And I left off the gruesome, the big holes in the head pictures. I was very careful to make sure that you and your family can watch it, and it's bad enough without having to see all of that, but if you could really see what I've been looking at, it would cause you a little bit of maybe to appreciate what you've got and to want to pray for people who are in trouble because they don't have it quite this nice. And the whole thing is Antichrist. Antichrist. Antichrist spirit. We think sometimes we're being persecuted because maybe somebody doesn't look at us just right. Or, you know, we're not accepted in some little group of people. But that problem you might think you have is nothing. I've been watching videos of preachers preaching about the name of Jesus being grabbed by mobs, drug out in the street and stomped as they yelled out, Jesus! 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 While they're being beaten to death. It didn't happen only 1,000 years ago. It's happening today. Little children say it, I love Jesus. And fires being built and children thrown in the fire because they won't say, I love Allah. Then there are people all over the world who are accusing Christianity of lying, making up stories. These Holy Ghost people especially, people who are Jesus' name. And so what they do in order to expose the fact that we're all telling lies is they will put on the internet in places where people can find it and it attracts people. It's Islam person, you know, so-and-so, converted to Christianity. And you go there and it's somebody telling you need to convert to be an Islam or to be an Islam. And it's a whole lie. And then they spend the whole time telling you how all the Christians are lying to you. They lied to you to get you there so they can tell you we're all liars. I'm not here to be one man against all of that, but I'm here to let you know the Antichrist that's coming someday is already in the world. It's been here a long, long time. Anything that does not confess that Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh is Antichrist. But while this is going on, some of the greatest miracles you will ever learn about are happening too. Also, click on the link where the miracles are happening and watch people. As blinded eyes are opened and the dead are being raised. Watch people actually come from being dead, rise up as the preacher's holding the hand of the dead person as they start moving and coming alive. And believe it or not, you know, some things are just not Hollywood productions. If you want to see a miracle, the internet has made it possible that you can look on miracles today. But even some people are going to question those miracles and say, well, that was probably some kind of a stage thing. Doubters will always be around. But any miracle you want to see, you'll get to see if you'll just hang around long enough, because our political situation in the United States is opening all kinds of doors for Antichrist just to step into your life and tell you how to live and make it impossible for you to enjoy what you've been enjoying all these years. And you may not want to believe it, but we're very fortunate to be able to even rent a building and have church and talk freely to the whole world right now about Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, while I'm speaking to you, China has admitted there are over 125 million people having underground church, and they don't know what to do with them. All they do is just torture some of them, burn some of their houses, burn some of their churches, throw some of them in the fire. The government says, we're not doing that, but it's government people that do those things. But it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And you hear some of these Chinese, go and watch Chinese people receive the Holy Ghost. You may not know their language, but you can watch them speak in tongues, being slain, what they call slain in the spirit, like I was raised on. When I was a child, I'd go to church, and sometimes the power of God would come into that service so strong, because we were living in hard times. The depression had just hit America, and I was a child, but the people around me had suffered so much, and they could hardly make it, but they would go to church in tough times, working from dawn till after dark, candle cane, and having church till after midnight, going to church. But the power of God would come into those services, and it would just sweep through the audience, and people would just fall into the presence of God, speaking in tongues. They called them holy rollers. Why? Because they were really rolling. They were rolling in the floor and speaking in tongues with smiles on their faces, waving their hands to Jesus, living in hard times, rough times, because of economic situations. But yet God was faithful. And we can sit around and play patty cake and have church and enjoy each other all we want to. But we need to be reminded we are living in a time when somebody needs to rise up and say, let God be God. Jesus Christ did come into my life. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We do not have to sit around and let an antichrist spirit generation being driven by the devil himself invade our lives and take over what we've got from God. We have the authority. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We are not of the world, and the world cannot hear us. But to those that can believe, God gives the power to become sons of God. It's going to take some preaching, and it's going to take some reaching out. It's going to be having to have somebody to take a stand for right with no fear. This is not for the fearful or the abominable or those that run and hide when the pressure gets on. Our brothers and sisters around this world are praising God anyhow, as they watch their churches burn. Sometimes 50 churches a day destroyed by bulldozers. As church people, by the thousands in China, in India, in many countries around the world, stand around and hug each other's neck and praise God anyhow. And when they get through tearing the building down, they just go right back to building it again, knowing it's going to get torn down again. And they're going to build it again. Thank you, Jesus. If they don't get it built, they're just going to praise God anyhow again. People in prisons all over the world are getting the Holy Ghost in prison, because they're putting so many Christians in prison that are Jesus' name baptized, Holy Ghost filled, they just can't keep their mouth shut. And they get in there and hardened criminals get the Holy Ghost. They can't stop this thing. You think you only read about this in the Bible? This is only in the book of Acts? Put us in prison, and the prison guards get the Holy Ghost. Because this is the Spirit of Christ that is greater. It's greater. We have a friend in China. And he's in the underground church system. He reported to us not long ago that he knows of at least 50 million Chinese people that are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. And I believe him. He's there. He's sacrificing his life, the life of his wife. They are there together. They've been going there for years, living there, being a part of the Chinese people, but not of them, but yet loving all the Chinese people. They're right there in the heart of communist China, baptizing people in Jesus' name, laying hands on them and taking them out to the river with people watching them, threatening their lives, but they baptize them anyhow while guns are pointed at them in the name of Jesus. And they come out of the water speaking in tongues, knowing that they could lose their head any moment, but it's worth it because this is real. This is real. Thank you, Jesus. Don't believe every spirit that comes into this world. These spirits that try to tell you, you need to go this way, you need to go that way. The Antichrist spirit is a lying spirit. It's a lying spirit. Little children, it is the last time. As you have heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists. A lot of people are looking for one man, the one world government, or somebody that's against Jesus. It's going to take over. Well, there are many that are being driven of anything except Jesus being, you know, that has to be right. That has to be true. You know, we can talk about these things, and our minds, because we've had so much experience in arguing and debating and discussing differences of opinion, and denominational barriers and things that we've been involved in that cause us to wonder if they're like us or if they believe like I believe or if that one. And if we're not careful, we'll find our minds only thinking, I wonder what religion they are. These people professing to be Christians. I'm going to tell you something. There comes a time in the work of God and in the movement of God when all people who believe in Jesus need to stand together. Regardless of how much information we may or may not have, there comes a time in desperate times when we need to stand for what we do have, and we need to stop criticizing those we don't understand and put our arm around a Catholic priest and say, I'm standing with you for the cause of Christ, and quit worrying about what all he may or may not believe in or may not know, and be able to stand there and fight together against this Antichrist spirit, because anybody that has believed on the Lord Jesus Christ has the backing of Almighty God to cast devils out and to put sin under your feet. And we need to get our eyes off of how they may be dressed, or how their hair may be, or where they're coming from, or what their culture is. Anybody that believes on the Lord Jesus Christ according to this scripture and confesses that Christ has come in the flesh is somebody that we need to work with to be able to pray for these people who want to serve God, but they're being suppressed and oppressed and killed and tortured and murdered. Gasoline poured on them and burned in public squares. Not just 2,000 years ago, not 1,000 years ago. But today, it has been happening while I've been talking to you. And you're enjoying the comforts of a building that may not be the most beautiful cathedral in the world. But we got something more beautiful than you realize. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. People lining up in India right now by the hundreds to be baptized in the name of Jesus. While others look on in disgust. Some folks are not ashamed. Thank you, Jesus. In Indonesia, people going to court, being accused of being a Christian. In Indonesia, being accused of being a Christian and the judge being threatened by mobs in our day, right now. Mobs gathering around in the courtroom, filling up the courtroom and shouting out to the judge, if you don't do it according to what we believe you should do it, we'll take the matter in our own hand. And there sits the judge under pressure. What am I going to do? And he believes like they do. It's Antichrist. Thank God. And I'm not here to say thank God for America. I'm saying thank God for Jesus. Because our country is no greater than any other country without Jesus. Our country is just as much in trouble as any other country. We're just at a time right now in our lives when it seems like everything's going smooth. You're able to have a job. You're able to. There are things going on behind closed doors we don't even know about. But what we do learn about at times makes us realize we don't have everything exactly all that perfect right now. We're not as protected as we think we are. The Antichrist spirit is able to get its hands on weapons of mass destruction. And you may wake up any time now with your neighbor, New York City. Most of the inhabitants possibly destroyed. Would that cause some of you to think? There are thousands of people right now that are trying to make that happen. Because there are too many Christians in New York City. Brother Rudge, I thought you said God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He didn't. This is coming from the Antichrist. What are you doing and why are you doing it? Are you going to church just because it's convenient when church is open and you can go when you feel like it, but you don't go at other times? Is there anything in the Word of God that feels like makes you feel like I must go to church? If you ever let that kick in your life, it'll take a whole lot more than just the devil to stop you from being here. Thank you, Jesus. I worship God when we're having a really good time and people around me are worshiping God. Well, do you feel like it might be important for you to worship God when you feel like it? Or do you feel like that God requires it? Are you sold on the fact that God wants us to praise Him? And if you're sold on it, praise God, then don't go by your feelings. Praise Him. Because your own feelings can become antichrist if you yield to that. The way of the world is, if I don't feel like it, I won't do it. If it feels good, do it. Love not the world, or the things of the world, or the ways of the world. We have instruction in the Word of God for those of us that are not of the antichrist system to rise up and to walk and to be healed and to stand and to go forward and to do exploits and bring down the walls and go forward and fight the enemies and do it all in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. A few weeks ago, a young man who just got to playing this past Easter, playing the part of Jesus in a play like I put together in Arkansas, the Passion play. And he was the Jesus that hung on the cross, and he was the one that said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Just a few weeks ago in Turkey, he and two other friends were just sitting in their little office where they print Christian tracks, just doing what they do every day, loving God and looking for somebody to witness to in Turkey. And some people had gone to that passion play to watch him perform the part of Jesus. And the only reason to be there was to make themselves acceptable so they wouldn't be detected as to have a plot to just take them out. They broke into their offices, murdered them. But the last words reported that this young man who played the part of Jesus said as he was dying was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And the heroes of the faith are not just recorded in the Bible. They're all over this world. Thank you, Jesus. And when you get in somebody's grips and they're torturing you and you need to see a miracle, you'll have an opportunity then possibly to see some things happen that are supernatural. That are supernatural. But what would be better than that would be while we're in a free society, able to worship God with no guns pointed at our heads, able to assemble ourselves and shout and praise the Lord without fear and have our doors unlocked. While we're able to say, let's all praise the Lord and just be able to do that, to hold back in any part of what Christ is trying to draw out of us is to give in to that antichrist system that'll keep you wondering, where are the miracles? Where is the God of the Christians? Where is this God that blesses, is supposed to bless us? Why am I living in poverty? Why am I having so much pain? Why is stuff so miserable in my life? And that mindset is the mindset that will take you into an avenue of self-destruction where you yourself will become possessed with antichrist spirits. You don't have to be a Muslim to be an antichrist. It's just being manifested from them so many ways right now, and the world's taking notice to it. And people who don't believe in Jesus at all are alarmed because they see this happening all over the world, and they're reporting it, and they're taking their cameras, taking pictures, and it's being supplied, and we're able to see these things before our eyes. It's different than just reading books about how it happened. But when you see it happening, and you see it, the pictures of it happening, and it's happening now over and over and over all over the world, it becomes part of your life and makes somebody like me want to get up here and say, hey, we need to really get down to business for God. There's some people in trouble that need our prayers. There's some suffering humanity that our brothers and sisters that God is blessing. Thank you, Jesus. One gentleman that was in prison for 14 years, solitary confinement in an underground room, no colors, only gray, silence, completely soundproof room. The only sound he heard every day, over and over, was when guards came and maybe gave him his slice of bread, which is all he would have for a whole week, for 14 years, simply because he loved Jesus. The only sound he heard during those 14 years was, there is no Christ. There is no Christ. Allah is God. Allah is good. There is no Christ. There is no Christ. Christians have lost. Christians are not right. Christians are no good. That's all he heard over and over when he heard anything. Other than that, it was just silence. Just silence. Just silence. According to his own testimony. It's on my website. You can see it for yourself, and you can believe it, or you can just sit there and look at him and wonder what denomination he is. Or you can receive this believer's testimony by faith. Because there are some things that only God can do, and he does not just only do them for people that get baptized in Jesus' name. Any believer that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh can have a miracle right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And while we're sitting in America wondering what denomination are they, who are they, what do they believe in, what are your standards and where are your arguments and what's your debate, here are people underground in places where they're being tortured and people are trying to erase their memories. But his testimony, after 14 years of this, said, I was lying there one night, and I just said, God, there have been people that you have spoken to.
You spoke to Saul, and he heard your voice. And I'd really appreciate it if you would speak to me. And he said, I heard the audible voice of Jesus. And he said, but I was surprised at what he said. He said, what is your name? And he said, well, I thought, Jesus is God. Surely he must know my name. But he said, then my thoughts went back to how God spoke to Adam and said, where are you? And surely him being God would have known where Adam was. And he said, then I thought of a man that has my same name that was put to death not long before I went to prison just simply because he believed in Jesus. So he said, I didn't want to say my name for fear maybe I wasn't worthy to say that name of someone that was so committed to God that he would not give up his Jesus. So he didn't want to say that name. Then he thought of some other reasons why he didn't really have a name that he wanted to speak, although he knew God being God would know what his name really was. But he said, I finally said, Lord, the only name that's worthy in my life is Jesus. You might think you've got a good name. You might think that your reputation and your name is really something special. But when you get to a spot where it just has to be God that comes through for you, you'll find out that the only name that's worthy is Jesus. Praise Him with me. Praise Him with me. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. We need to confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, bless our brothers and sisters who are hurting right now. Let the angels, Lord, encamp around them. Stop somebody from being able to go through with what they're about to do right now in Africa, in Sudan, Lord. Oh, God, in Ethiopia. Oh, God, in other places where people are being tortured and hung on trees and nails driven through their skulls. All because they won't give up their Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Are you willing? Are you willing to go through what you might have to go through? Sure, they can make the nice little films and sing the song, I Wish We'd All Been Ready, and make it look very interesting about what may come upon the earth someday. But hey, look, it's happening now. It's been happening all of our lives. We just happen to be in a country where there's enough freedom and enough things that we have been handed down. But really, our own country, we robbed and stole and killed in order to take this land. And you don't just do those things and have God's amen coming from God. And so we can talk about our godly forefathers all we want to, and the people of God who came here looking for Jesus and freedom to worship God, but they came here murdering, killing, stealing, and trying to force people out of their homes and torturing people. And I want to tell you something. What goes around comes around. We stole this land that we're on. And I don't say that because I'm anti-American. I appreciate being here. And I don't take the responsibility for that. I didn't do it. And I came here and I'm innocent in it. I had nothing to do with that. I'm here. The only thing I found here that I really pledge allegiance to, though, and the only thing I'm here saying is my Statue of Liberty, is Jesus Christ. And as long as I have Jesus Christ, and as long as there's enough freedom here for me to worship Him without getting my head blown off, I'll appreciate the Statue of Liberty. I'll salute the American flag. And I will say the Pledge of Allegiance. But I won't quit reading my Bible. And I will preach at any school that will invite me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand and praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We may not look like we have much, but greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have an unction from the Holy One. You know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it. I haven't spoken to you tonight because you don't know this truth. It's because you do know it. And there's no lies of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. There are a lot of people making fun of Jesus' name people today. And they call on the name of Jesus, and they trust in the name of Jesus, and they say they believe on the name of Jesus, but they won't baptize in the name of Jesus. And when they find out that we're part of that group that baptizes in Jesus' name, and that we believe that God is a spirit, and Jesus Christ manifested that same spirit, and we don't buy into the theologies that have been handed down by people trying to think their way into truth, but we buy into the revelation that is recorded with black and white words, black and white pages, with black words on white pages. And sometimes those that think they've got it figured out when Jesus was speaking put the letters in red. We've got that. Praise God. But we don't buy into just any old thing that passes by. It needs to be backed up by the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. And when they find out that we're not part of what they think of as mainstream religion, they spend a lot of time trying to cast stones at us, say bad things about us. But the truth of the matter is, we're not really all that bad. We do not deny the Father and the Son. Let me tell you who really does. Those that will not baptize in Jesus' name. They're denying the Father and the Son, because it's the Father's good pleasure. That's why Jesus commanded and the disciples carried it out. That's why the examples are in the Bible. That name, which is above every name, gives us the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost when we are baptized in that name. To not be baptized in that name and to spend all your time trying to justify and argue that Father is a name, and Son is a name, and Holy Ghost is a name. The most intelligent people in the world should know better than that. Even the least intelligent people in the world should know better than that. When I was a child, I guess I was less than the least. People asked me what my daddy's name was. I said Daddy, because that's all I knew. But at 4 years old, it's okay to think that your daddy's name is Daddy. But there came a time when Daddy was revealed to me not to be his name. Thank you, Jesus. Let's all come around the front. There needs to come a time in your life, in this crucial time we live in, where the whole world is in trouble. People are willing to blow themselves up. And others standing around saying, well, that's not how we really are. That's just a radical group among us. Well, even the ones who say they're not part of that, they have all kinds of books written and words written instructing them how to give glory to their God simply by eliminating the infidels. Whatever it takes. And they can choose what part they want to believe. At any time, they can start feeling like we're pleasing God too if we take out the Christians. Don't believe the lies of this world, and don't believe those that say they have just as much a right to worship Allah as we have to worship God. They say, we worship Allah and He is God, and we are against those who worship God and call His name Jesus. Well, it's not just as good to worship Allah if that's the case. Everybody needs to get converted to Jesus Christ as Lord. There is no Allah. And all people that worship an unknown God need to come to know this Jesus Christ, who is the God of gods and Lord of lords and King of kings. I'm preaching in China right now. I am being heard by underground church people who are being tortured right now. They hear this. There are interpreters telling them, I just now said, there is no Allah. And in their secret chambers, they're saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. They're saying it in Chinese. They're saying it in Japanese. They're saying it.